Quite a comeback on the backside at the end of the, or the last day of the 3-2-1A state tournament. It's a fifth as a team, and four guys up on the award stand, three of them third place. I guess summarize the weekend overall with your seven wrestlers here at state.
We came out and we was doing good, you know, first round, pretty short. Lived success, though, because right after that, come around that nobody ever wants to see. It doesn't matter what you was doing. It was going to be completely wrong. We just couldn't seem to get any offense or luck or anything going our way. And it took a lot of high hopes out of the whole bunch of them. Crushed them up. We all stayed alive the next round, making sure that we made it even in since we didn't make the semis. And had a full day. Went home, licked our wounds, threw that away. There wasn't anything we could do about that. It's in the past. Dusted ourselves off, and we still wanted to do the best that we could be. And we lost a couple of good freshmen to some more ex-state medalist seniors, which is a tough deal, but that's what this thing's all about. And we took the other four and put them in the backside into the medals. Our one freshman that was left ended up sixth. But our two seniors and last year's fourth place medalists all put themselves in the highest as they could go, which is third place, winning the rest of them and made themselves honorable for a weekend of and a year of hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good to see your two seniors that were here, Zach and Cooper, both finished third. Of course, Jared Jurgens getting third. He had some pretty tough matches, including the dramatic finish there at 145 with the kid from Bennington. But Theron Tucker, not a lot of maybe people expected him to be even close to the award stand. He comes in there in sixth place. And you also had, really with your 32-pounder, Jack Thomas in 152, Wyatt Hayes, they had some really tough draws and knew it'd be really tough to get through there, but Trey Stewart got a win as well. And the nice thing is all seven of your wrestlers got at least one win here.
Got one win. We didn't come here and strike out. It was one of those things. I think we lacked a little focus. We knew what we wanted to get done, but we didn't eat, sleep, and dream what it was going to take to get that done at all times. And so it didn't happen. And a little disappointed some of our older medalists didn't already realize that. They've already been here and done it once before. It's time not to freak out, lock up, and only be defense. It's going to take an offensive maneuver to make this happen unless you're just tremendous, I guess. And once things go bad, it kind of snowballed for us. But, yeah, they shook out of that, came back, did the best they could do, and made me proud that we don't have people that will just fold their tin every first bad news that comes their way.
Well, I thought one that was really interesting to see, it was a pretty tough weight class really through the first five or six, and that was with Jarrett Jurgens at 145, coming around and getting third place. He mentioned that he plays fourth as a freshman. That's big for his improvements and really wrestling a half a season.
Yeah, we was lucky we got any season out of him. He's a fine wrestler. He's put a lot of things in on the road and down the way. But you're right. There were some dogs in there. It wasn't just one of those come in and wander your way into the finals. Even the one loss we had was to another sophomore, but very talented young man. And if we could pronounce the Waubonsie community or not, and now we know. It doesn't matter what the name is. There's some animals out there. And yeah, he fought all the way through. We did get some good ones. The Bennington boy was pretty stellar. I think everybody else thought we was going to get knocked there right up until that last 6 seconds. But that's all it takes. That's all it takes.
Well, I just kind of want to conclude. You lose three seniors off your roster, but a lot of promise for the future for your program. A lot of great kids coming back, and seven or five qualifiers from this year come back. A couple others that really could have a good chance of qualifying next year, but you lose, of course, Zach Tucker, two-time state placer and a state champion himself. You also lose Cooper Griffin, the two-time third-place placer, finisher back-to-back here. And then also Abe Wiebe at 160. I guess kind of reflect back on your senior leaders this year.
Yeah, that's the deal. Our leadership is really going to be tough. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have got our practice room ready every day. They're the ones that sanitize and clean. We wouldn't have got our young kids told what to happen and do it without just screaming at them. We wouldn't have had people lead you back from injuries and football damage and everything else without those leaders. And we're going to miss them big time. It's been quite a while where we had three young men that could do such a great job that they did for us. And we always will miss their points and their action on the mat. But leaders in the room, we're going to have to search high and low to find somebody to step up, try that, fill those shoes.